Hello and welcome to the Food for the Future podcast, broadcasting live from the World Food Forum headquarters in Rome, Italy. I'm Alexandra, your host, and today we have an exciting episode for you. We will be diving deep into the world of young professionals, making an impact on global food systems and sustainability through one of the UN's initiatives, the Young Professionals Program. Joining us today is Diaz, who has been part of YPP and currently working with the FAO to address some of the most pressing challenges facing the world today. From sustainability to food security, her work is a powerful example of how young professionals are driving meaningful change. Diaz, thank you so much for being here. I'm eager to hear about your journey, starting from your experience in the YPP. How has this program helped shape your career and led you to where you are now?
I was a young professional officer at FAO's Office of Corporate Communication from August 2022 to August 2024. I worked closely with country, regional, and liaison offices of FAO around the world with website management and analytics. There is a phrase that says, "Time flies when you're having fun." And that's genuinely what I can sum up based on my 2-year experience as a YPO at FAO. As someone who came from a UN country team to the headquarters, I gained a new perspective on how the global decision-making processes are made, the importance of good governance, and how valuable it is to have young resources to contribute to an international organization whose mission and values are so important to today's complex challenges. In particular, my department and my team really appreciate having fresh and creative ideas on how we can be better at our work. My direct manager always encouraged me by saying, "Disti, you're YPO, so you're young and you're professional." And this is what she says when she invites me to brainstorm sessions on how we can do better reporting, how we communicate guidelines, or simply how to juggle different priorities. My time at FAO was filled with unique experiences. On most days, I spent thinking about website migrations, but other days, they were truly special. I found myself taking selfies with the King of Jordan, meeting heads of states in the hallway, and even assisting the president of Indonesia's chief of staff with live interpretation for his speech at the World Food Forum in 2023. Working at the headquarters really allowed me to appreciate the varying complexities and sensitivities faced by teams on the ground. I highly recommend the Young Professionals Program to anyone aspiring into the heart of the development world.
I'm sure that many of our listeners are curious. What advice would you give to young professionals aspiring to work with the UN? Any tips for navigating the process and standing out?
My one advice is to never think that you're not good enough for YPP. I spent my first few professional years in the private sector because I didn't really think I would be good enough for the UN, knowing how competitive it is. However, I came across this opportunity to start as a consultant at the UN office in Indonesia. And then I climbed my way up to the YPP at FAO. And when it comes to tips, because of my background in communications, I emphasize on the performance of my past work to show on what I could bring to FAO. Mention your unique role in a successful campaign or project that you did, and I think that would really help and convince the selection team on how you would fit into the department. For YPP, having a second UN language is very helpful because there's a chance that they may ask you in your stated second UN language. And really consider YPP and how it can be a springboard for your career. While it might not be the ultimate destination, this 2-year program really offers a good opportunity to gain valuable experience and skills that will truly set you apart. Because at the end of the day, entering the UN system is really diverse, from starting off as a consultant, or as a fellow, or as a UN volunteer, and many others. Because of YPP's list of non- and underrepresented nations always change, check often to see if you're eligible. And last but not least, focus on how this program can equip you for success, rather than viewing it as a final goal.
And lastly, I would love to hear your perspective on how working with FAO and being part of YPP has influenced your overlook on global challenges? Do you believe that international organizations like UN are essential to drive changes we need to see in the world?
My YPP cohort is super interesting. We have scientists, people who came from FAO into country offices, aquaculture specialists, to lawyers. We often catch up over lunch and social events as we share stories of our experience, and for those that are working in the headquarters, sharing recommendations on what to do in Rome and in Italy. Because this is my first stint with the UN Technical Agency, I really couldn't imagine a better starting point than the headquarters. Witnessing firsthand the emphasis of transparency, accountability, and communication has truly been enlightening. As my role involves close collaboration with country offices, I found that flexibility and empathy are key to building trust and fostering efficient teamwork, which ultimately accelerating our efforts to address global challenges. Last but not least, I've seen how interconnected things are when it comes to food security and nutrition, and that they're only more imminent if we don't act. We talk about biodiversity loss, climate change, natural disasters, poverty, and how they all contribute to how we need to be able to grow food with less. My time at FAO has deepened my understanding of these interlinkages and the crucial role of science and technology in addressing them. Thank you.
That concludes today's episode of the Food for the Future podcast. For more updates from the World Food Forum, follow us on social media and visit our website at world-food-forum.org. Until the next time,